This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News on Saturday, September 15, 2001. I'm Lisa Simeone. It has been 5 days since the deadly terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and the world is entirely different. On all fronts, events are changing almost hourly. And in tonight's extended coverage, we'll be checking in on all the activity, planning, and mourning that is taking place this weekend. We begin with the White House. President Bush today met with his national security advisors at Camp David. He said the United States will do whatever it takes to win the war against those responsible for the attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. The president said Osama bin Laden is a prime suspect, and he warned the Saudi exile that he would not be able to hide from the U.S. and its allies. NPR's Pam Fessler has this report.
The president's remarks were his strongest yet in describing the intensity of the U.S. response to Tuesday's assault. His tone was in stark contrast to the more somber one taken at yesterday's national prayer service, but it's a tone the president is expected to use more frequently as he tries to prepare the nation for a long and costly campaign. Repeating a phrase used by his father during the Gulf War, President Bush said his administration is committed to winning the war against those who have caused so much death and destruction.
This act will not stand. We will find those who did it. We will smoke them out of their holes. We will get them running, and we'll bring them to justice.
The president wouldn't give any details, but said he will not settle for a token act of retaliation. Mr. Bush spent much of the morning secluded at the presidential retreat going over options with his top advisors. They included Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of State Colin Powell, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and Attorney General John Ashcroft. The president said any U.S. response must be sweeping and sustained, and that it requires a commitment by all Americans. The Pentagon has already decided to call 35,000 military reservists to duty.
My message is for everybody who wears the uniform, get ready. The United States will do what it takes to win this war. And I ask patience of the American people. There's no question in my mind we'll have the resolve. I witnessed it yesterday on the construction site. Behind the sadness and the exhaustion, there is a desire by the American people to not seek only revenge, but to win a war against barbaric behavior, people that hate freedom and hate what we stand for.
The president visited New York City yesterday and was clearly overwhelmed by the devastation he saw there. He said he was also surprised at the extent of the anger among rescue workers aimed at those responsible for an attack that cost thousands of lives. For the first time today, the president publicly singled out Osama bin Laden.
There is no question he is what we would call a prime suspect. And if he thinks he can hide and run from the United States and our allies, he will be sorely mistaken.
Yesterday, the administration got an important boost from Congress. Lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a measure authorizing the use of all necessary and appropriate force. The president will continue seeking congressional and public backing in the days and weeks ahead, well aware that a lengthy assault will require him to maintain the broad support he now enjoys. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.